Now listen and answer questions 16 to 20.
I certainly appreciate all the effort you and your team are taking to fix things here, but I do have one request.
And what is that?
You said you're going to paint the back wall in my office. Will it be the same colour as before?
Yes, we'll make it a nice white colour.
Well, that's the point. I'd prefer it to be yellow to match the furniture. The furniture is orange, actually, but I think yellow is a nice match. Can you do that?
We can certainly do that. Yellow it is. Certainly a prettier colour than just plain white, or the blue in my kitchen at home, for that matter. And we can leave the paint can with you in case you need to do some touch-ups or if the stain reappears. I'll just leave it in the garden shed, the one next to the main classroom. And incidentally, about those birds in the ceiling, I was just investigating and I heard the chirping of little baby birds in there. So there must be some young ones in a nest. I just thought you'd like to know that we can give them to a wildlife reserve. There's one in the next suburb, so that should not be too much trouble.
Or you could give them to one of our teachers. I have a colleague who can raise them.
I would say the wildlife reserve is a better option, since the people there are used to dealing with animals. And as for that fallen tree, we'll cut it up into small pieces, and that can be firewood in my house, so that won't be wasted either. Although the smoke will cause some pollution. But I have a special license for my fireplace, so no one can object to that. I've noticed also that the university has a garden bin for the smaller items, leaves and sticks and bark and so on. So we can dispose of material in that also. You do have some waste piles out the back, but a proper garden bin means that the material will be recycled. And that's better for the environment, so you can rest assured we will use that.
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers.